Yeah, perfect. So, it is Tuesday on June 7th. We are in Southern California. This is Hug Nation. I'm with Caleb. My name is Halcyon. Cassie is just off screen, off camera, on the typewriter.
Keyboard.
And on keyboard.
I'm learning these new words, too.
We're going to get her a guitar soon so that she can rock.
No, we're not. That would be the lamest thing you could ever do.
So every week we meet here and have lunch.
In my cocoon and have lunch downstairs looking out over the beautiful area, 40-acre area with 100 different kinds of trees.
Nice.
And I live in a paradise.
Which is made even more wonderful by your presence. So
thank you.
And it is a joy for us to get to visit each week.
I appreciate your coming more than words can express.
And then we get to come upstairs and we get to broadcast all over the world. So if you are listening right now and you can see us, can you type in where in the world you are right now physically? And if you think of it, can you type in, or not if you think of it, if you're comfortable, tell us your age.
Well, I'm 93.
And okay, plus. So 93 plus in San Diego, and I am
Canada. Yep, just me.
Yep, just me is from Canada.
Delicious.
At 30.
35.
We got a 35. We got a 27 from Florida, Spring Hill, Florida, from Ariesta. Mistress Kiki is South Florida, age 28.
That's amazing.
UK Graham from England, 46. Citizen Kai is 19 in Northern Canada.
Oh, boy.
Oklahoma.
Welcome.
For Holly the Pink, 29.
Yay, cool. We've got England, Oklahoma, South Florida, Canada. I've already forgotten all the places, but all over the world. Isn't that fantastic?
Isn't that amazing? This amazing blue planet, blue globe.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And in this moment, right now, although we're physically in Southern California, we are sharing an experience with people that are all over the world.
Isn't that it's absolutely mind-boggling to think that we, who are brothers and sisters, and these humanoids, and we can think these great thoughts and know what we never knew before in other generations.
Isn't that the
exciting generation?
At our core, we've always known that we were close to every other person, but in our generation finally has these tools so we can actually see them that close. They can communicate with a telephone. We can hear them that close. And now with the internet, we can communicate at the speed of light. It's amazing. We also are recording this because we're now, just like any TV show, you got to have reruns.
Very good.
So we're gonna put this online so people can hear us and see us, and which means that even after we've shared this experience, it's kind of like this moment in time, this shared experience,
yes,
that all of us are having all over the world. We're gonna freeze it and put it in the freezer, and anybody who gets hungry for a little Hug Nation love all week long, they can click and they can get a
can feel us.
That's right.
Hey, that is absolutely mind-boggling. Time and space just don't mean what they used to mean.
That's right. And you know what's neat is that we can save these. We can fill our freezer with these moments in time. And then when Aiden, because she right now wouldn't understand Hug Nation, but when Aiden is, say, 18 or something,
yes,
she can reach in the fridge, click play, and she can hear Grandpa.
Well, we just had her. She's been here. Had a great weekend with her. Beautiful eyes, cute little, and I had three of my four great-grandchildren in jacuzzi over at your mother's house.
What a gift.
It was a great experience, and we put them in the jacuzzi, and they played, and then we played hide-and-seek with your dad being the ghost.
Really?
Or whatever that character is in Disney. And
it's
they
some
had more fun. And I watched and saw their physical shapes. I said, I can see where they got that from, this part of the family, that part of the family. The marvel of creation, it's just beyond appreciation fully. But the marvel of it, generation to generation, four generations. And they were together because two of my grandchildren ran in our marathon we had here. And when I was in college back at Redlands many years ago, I trained all year and we ran 4 miles in the orange groves and then came into the Rose Bowl and went and made a circle. And we won that year. But 4 hours. Do you realize that my two great-grandchildren, one's 31 and one's 30, and they ran 26 miles.
It's incredible.
And they had their partners were 17,000 people, 70,000 runners and wheelchair guys. And I took pictures of them as they ran their wheelchair alone. And, of course, all the best runners were from other countries. They were from Africa and that area. Your Uncle Jim said to me, "Well, Elroy, those 7 runners that I photographed, they passed, they were all from Africa." And he said, "You have to be hungry to win a race like this." And they do. They went all the races. And they came over from Africa for this situation. And they first 6 for that. Then there was an Anglo boy that won. And then the women. That was fascinating. But 70, and then we had to go through customs to get into the Marine base where we all met.
Oh, really?
And had letters all over, and at these thousands of people, you'd find your letter S and say, S Family Reunion, and I went there and played with my great-grandchildren. And right next was a band. They had a band, and we all danced in the band and wiggled our hips and had fun.
And did your great-grandchildren dance?
The old boy and your Uncle John, he just whipped him, got him in, danced with him, whipped him back and forth. It was exciting. I'll have this memory as long as I live. It was a glorious weekend with family.
Wonderful.
3/4 of the family were here.
Well, you can't wish for much better than that.
No, I can't.
You know, people often...
To live to see this happen is, I tell you, you can't think better than what I'm enjoying now in this particular place at this time in history. My history.
I feel lucky to be able to join you once a week and share a little bit of your journey with you.
It's marvelous. I just hope and pray you can have this experience. It's just terrific to now have a class this afternoon on astronomy.
Really?
And we're learning all about the uniqueness of this planet and other planets. Then I have a class on current events, and we're learning all what's happening. Many people here don't think deeply. They just don't stretch their minds. But they come to this class, and this young lawyer, he goes through the whole of what's happening the last couple of days.
That's great.
In fact, last night I saw a film down in our room, VCR film, on the world leaders following World War II. It was a fun film. It's education, chance to stretch those neuronic patterns or whatever they are.
So you don't think after how many years? 90?
90 what? I'm 93 now.
93 years. So after 93 years, there's still more to learn?
Oh, my. Every day. That's what that poem said. Every day in the lightning is a lightning page turned in the world's great wonder books whereon the leaning nations look. Give thanks and clasp your heritage to be alive in such an age. Nothing like us ever was. This is really an exciting time to be alive. But I do wear a band. I wear that as I pray for the servicemen. You know, when my father died in the flu epidemic of 1917, they all wore bands in those days when you had a death. And the flu epidemic was one of the great plagues of mankind. We're just learning how many people died. But my father just lived 3 days with the flu. So I remind the men that are dying for me, America.
How long have you been wearing that?
I've been wearing it for 3 years now, almost 3 years.
That's right, I remember.
Ever since 9/11 started. Ever since our president decided to take us into war.
Right.
Because it's to remind me every day to reach out with my mind and visualize. And each night I listen to Jim Lehrer program, and I always keep quiet as they go through the names of those who have been released who have died for me.
Hmm.
That's democracy. And they've given their lives, and I am so blessed to have had this period of life to be alive. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let's segue into a little Hug Nation, a little gathering here. So we look into this chat room, and I see UK Graham and Kinky Tortoise and Citizen Kai and Holly and Ariesta and Mistress Kiki and Delish was there and
Kimberly.
And all of you who are joining us from near and far in this country and others, let's grab ourselves by the shoulders.
Yep, just me.
Oh, and yep, just me. Thank you. And let's look at those names. Let's look at the people who are...
Part of us.
People in our memories. People that we've seen in our lives over the past week. People we've passed in the hallways and on the roads. People that we've seen on the news, people that we've read about or even held in our hearts. And let's close our eyes and squeeze our shoulders and visualize that the shoulders we're squeezing are the shoulders of all those others, those people that we've crossed paths with. And then let's extend that and squeeze that to all the strangers that are only strangers because we haven't met them yet. So let's send them out a loving hug as well. Feel us, embrace them. Let's recognize them as just an extension of us. We are part of a single energy force that is populating this planet and is filled with love. And so let's squeeze and let's feel those arms squeezing you aren't just your arms, but those are representing the arms of all of us, all of the rest of us, all part of this one loving family of brothers and sisters that will always love you and would much rather hug you than hurt you.
Wonderful. We are one. Think great thoughts. Bound together. Unique in what we call human history.
So just take one more second and just remember to be grateful of the awareness of this moment. Remember that every moment of every day is filled with that miracle of being aware and having the potential for anything, the potential to love, to scream, to cry. That miracle that waits for you in every moment is your ultimate gift. So take advantage of it. Thank you so much for joining us for Hug Nation. We love you, and we send out hugs to you, and we will see you next week.
Good. Wonderful.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Indeed. Wonderful.
Life is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless you. It's wonderful.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad you asked because we know we're reaching around everywhere, don't we?
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Yeah.
All over the world.
Send me a copy of that, too.
All right, we'll try.
Yeah.
And everyone is sending out hugs from the chat room.
Now this is what we have, a chat room that reaches around the whole world.
Mm-hmm. And they can see us and they can hear us.
Isn't that?
And then they can type to us so we can see their words.
Oh, remarkable. Never thought I'd have this kind of experience in my old age.
Holly the Pink says,
I got to get my life with a little tiny Kodak.
Oh, really? So there was a little baby watching, too.
What?
There was one of the... Holly's little baby was watching.
Oh, really?
Well, so she heard.
Where she live? In Florida?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrific?
Delish has two boys, and I think their family is filled with hugs.
That's wonderful. Isn't it amazing? It's
beautiful.
Terrific.
Okay, so now we need to download some pictures for you, right?
Yeah, but take the camera. Here it is.
Tons of hugs from delicious baby boys. Okay, we...
That is fun.
...have to do
a
little computer
work. You don't know how far you can reach, and yet you know if you still reach it even further. Keep the growing edges in your school... Your life smooth, kids.
That's a nice way to say it.
Well, I like the plant. See that plant's kind